Now, advantages for using these things. Crystallization goes from the scale of the sugar mill down to really tiny amounts. So people working in proteins, they have to crystallize their protein. So they will be dealing with micrograms of material as a large amount. So typically for a chemist, you can work, say, 50 to 100 grams down to a few milligrams. For crystallization to work, you must have your principal components present in a large excess, and the impurity must be present in, as a trace. Otherwise, you simply will collect some of your impurity into the lattice, so you'd have to do the crystallization several times. Column chromatography handles relatively large quantities, again, grams, down to some smallish number of milligrams. The disadvantage is it's got low resolution, which is the separation of the bands. Now finally, we have got PrEP-TLC. Now thin layer chromatography, what you guys did in the prac was using it as a qualitative tool to indicate whether something was pure or not. Preparative TLC runs on bigger plates, either about that, say, what we say, 60 centimetres by 60 centimetres, something like that. Up to big ones, maybe like a metre long, and onto those then you can load a small number of milligrams, maybe up to 50 or 100 milligrams if it's a very big plate. Advantage, you get high resolution of the components, but you can't put much onto them.